herpentian arm and made a string a steering unga.
I took my harp and struck the strings.
Tharawas sang on swayed samod at gather.
The song was sweet and the harp made harmony. Remembering tales of times long ago.
Or other fun.
The poet set out his story in glorious words. Tightly bound in ancient forms. Yet flowing with ease and skillfully varied.
Gorman would have reckoned, ye'd oft reckon. Would on sped reckon, spell gerade, or richly. There was harp and sway.
There was the music of the harp. And the strong, clear song of the Maker. A flat, wet land. A heavy land, pressed down into itself. A sky weighted down with its own heavy cargo of rains. To pitch standing water on the winter soil. Marsh and flat fen lands below open skies. Sounds travel their distances, fade, dissolve. No echo returning but the faint high cry of the peewit, somewhere unseen.
In future times, ancient wooden boats would be discovered here, deep below the ground, in the bed of a long dried-up creek. Covered with carvings, their flat deck still showed traces of fires lit to cook the catch of those Bronze Age fishermen.
Athena glam settle go softer.
Brilliant sun began to set.
Swag north road or road on the walk moon.
The northern sky grew black with clouds.
World misted Bertia.
Covered the world with mist. Gloom and darkness as night bore down on the beauties of the earth. This is a story told by a songsmith long ago. A true story. But then, who can tell what is the truth? Fortresses with fire and the sword, pillaging their wealth and living wildly. But one night, he had a vision, looking back on the wretched deaths of his ancestors and forward to how his own would be. Then, suddenly, he felt a great warmth in his heart. He swore to put behind him all the wickedness he was guilty of and his drive towards fame and glory, turning his mind from earthly things upwards to a home in heaven.
Good luck, man al fosse, earthly cathedral, up ye moon, harm in heaven.
he entered a monastery.
Owned a halligra waldo in Minster.
But there,
Monna Iber,
he only saw men spending their lives in the desire for trinkets, costly jewels, and flashy dress, as usually happens with youth, when neither fear nor respect for the rebukes of their elders have any effect. So he decided to leave, to become one of those that live alone in the wilderness. Who freely choose to find and make their homes in shadowy places. To make a home in the great fair. But where was such a place?
Jack-o'-lanterns inhabit this land. On winter nights, in the dark of the moon they come, flickering flames, sparks of light that dance around you in the air. Fairy creatures waylay you, entice you to stray from your path into the marshes that will drag down your body to its certain death. You must cover your eyes, lie face down, until they lose the light at dawn.
This wilderness is vast, but full of exiles, secret settlements of tormented wretches, treacherous warlocks live there.
An island called Crowland, far, far away, hidden in the marsh, where no one has dared stay.
But Guthlac pressed him hard. So, in the fisherman's skiff, they made their way through the trackless bogs of the dismal marsh. The sun shone hot, shimmering above the village. The timber vessel pushed forward, eager and light on the waterway. The laden horse of the sea raced into the creek. The water steed sped skimming over the open water until the bow of the buoyant boat struck the shore and grated on the ground
with ground.
Of the mound was an underground pit lined with stone. It was small, made 3,000 years before as the grave where some Neolithic king had been laid to rest.
But a man could sleep there. Here, Guthlac began to live after building a hut over it. The remoteness of the spot, living among the shadowy trees, he felt that God had given it to him, and vowed to spend all the days of his life there.
hair, Aether Gatimbra, Us on Leonath.
Here I shall easily build myself a house and shelter.
Each yom drichters thou.
I am the servant of the Lord.
E mekor engel oftafna fred.
His angel often comforts me.
For thon mek longer thas lead.
My longings are few and my cares yet fewer, now that a shepherd watches over my spirit.
No, Mac Sawalkund, hear the behelder.
He loved nature in all its forms. The fen creatures sensed this. The birds of that untamed wilderness and the wandering fishes of the muddy marshes would come flying and swimming swiftly to his call, as if to a shepherd.
Oft he him
often he would hold out food for them. And the hungry birds would fly about his hand, greedily eager and glad of his help. He had reached the island on Saint Bartholomew's Day, and trusted completely that the saint would help him. He despised any phantoms and demons which might haunt the place. Made of skins. He ate no food of any kind until the sun had set. Then he allowed himself a scrap of barley bread and a small cup of muddy water.
When barley is wet, it often becomes a home for the fungus ergot. One of the chemicals which it produces is lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD, which causes hallucinations in humans.
He would often go into the water to do penance. He dipped under the water for as long as he could endure it. Or he stood up to the middle, or at times up to the neck in the water. All the time singing psalms or saying prayers. When he came out, he never took off his cold and frozen garments. In winter, half-broken pieces of ice floated around him. He had broken them himself to make room to stand in the freezing fen.
When the human body temperature falls way below normal, it suffers various effects known as hypothermia. The body starts to lose heat faster than it can produce it. The heartbeat becomes irregular, leading finally to death. One cause is immersion in very cold water. Another, wearing cold, wet clothes. But even well-clad travellers in very cold regions have reported becoming confused, delirious, and suffering hallucinations.
Grey. Grey is a thick curtain of mist. Tomorrow the sun will burst through. But now is the merest trapped spread of liquid film. A fading russet, yellow, almost brown. On the skin of the darkening grey, fast fading with the last of the light. But he was not alone on the island. first. Pega was the sister of Guthlac. Inspired by his example, she too went to the island. To live a life of contemplation and prayer.
They come so